Thanks for calling the Macedonia Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
Appliances.
To better help you in the future, can you tell me more about why you're calling?
Dishwasher.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Appliances, Bonnie.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. How are you today?
Good. What can I do for you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to speak with your appliance expediter.
I'm sorry, what?
Your appliance expediter? I need to get a trip charge for one of my technicians.
I have no idea what you're asking for.
This is Home Depot, correct?
Yeah, but I don't, you're asking for, you know, we have, must have a bad connection because it's hard to understand you. What are you asking for again?
I'm asking for your appliance expediter. I need to get a trip charge for one of my technicians. Do you have
an expediter. I didn't understand what the word was. So, yeah, the bad connection. All right. Let me transfer you to Ken in the back. Hold on 1 second, please. And his extension is 156, but I'll be happy to transfer you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Home Depot, this is Ken.
Hi, kid. My name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I need to get a trip charge approved for one of my technicians.
Okay. What's the current PO or order? What have you got?
Okay. That PO number is 24483176.
Judy George.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so what do you get for a trip charge?
75, yes, sir.
Okay, what's going on?
Yes, sir. The technician called in to inform that when he went to do the measurement, it's not for the dishwasher to fit into the install site. It's because when they delivered it, the first people told the customer that it needed to be measured to make sure the pipes and the water line was long enough to reach the dishwasher. And he said when he got there, he looked at it, and yes, they all are running right there. So she really didn't need that measurement. And I called the customer, and she verified the information also.
Okay, so we're not going to install it? I'm not.
No, sir. He just went out for a measurement. All our order was for was a measurement.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, but we got $69 on this for the measure, and we need to get an additional $75?
No, sir. I'm calling for a trip charge, not for that measurement. We don't put on trip charges. When a tech requests a trip charger, we call an appliance expediter.
Right. And
yes, sir. He went out there and the measurement. He didn't perform the measurement because there was nothing to perform. They don't measure pipes. They measure install sites for units.
Okay. This is a measure ticket, so I can't add anything to it. I would have to create a new order and send you a trip charge on a new order. Why don't they just close this one out and get paid?
Oh, yes, sir. No, I'm not allowed to do that. What we do here at XBO, I have to call the appliance expediter. And even with that, if I don't speak with anyone, I send an email over to home office. So I'll just do that and inform them I spoke with you.
Okay, yeah, because I can't add anything to a measure ticket. I could do it on the child ticket that it creates, you know, for the actual install. But at the same time, there's already $69 on this, so I'm seeing it as just collect the $69.
Yes, sir. I don't know, sir. I'm sorry. I can't say yay or nay. I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead and send the email. We'll go from there.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your help. And thank you for
You're
using
welcome.
XPO Logistics. Have a good day, sir.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.